You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content, as I have been for over a year now. Make sure to check out the Locked On T-Wolves Twitter account, as well as my Twitter account, at CMolesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y. Make sure to also check out the Locked On NBA podcast. We have our grand previews show coming up here very soon. It's coming up where all the shows get together, and we give you 5 to 7 minutes, a quick preview of every single team around the NBA. It's a great way to get prepped for the season before launching into the NBA season, and it's a great way to get prepared, figure out every single one of the teams that you should be looking for, little specific aspects of teams that maybe you didn't know about yet that they can draw attention to, all that good stuff. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Jimmy Butler stuff, a little more Butler conversation. If you're bored of it yet, you know what? We're not out of the woods. He's not traded. We're going to have more of this stuff. And this is just such a peculiar story as you kind of learn more about it. So we're going to be talking about this for the next little while. But we're also going to be talking about actual basketball. That's right. The preseason starts tomorrow, and the Timberwolves kick it off against the Warriors on the road going to Oakland. But it's basketball. It's preseason basketball, but it's basketball. I'm excited for it. You should be excited for it as well. We're going to get to that. But first, talking about Jimmy Butler and how this has continued to roll on. So, if you don't remember, Glenn Taylor said he wanted to take over the trade talks about Jimmy Butler and handle kind of the trade of Jimmy Butler to another team because he wanted this to get done quick. Well, Butler's still on the team. And some of the stuff that you hear is kind of crazy. You hear about there was something, the ringer broke about how the 76ers floated a trade towards Jimmy Butler, or towards the Timberwolves about Jimmy Butler. And the Timberwolves turned them down and then asked for Ben Simmons in the trade talk. I mean, if that's what you're expecting as the Timberwolves, I got a newsflash for you. When a team knows that your player is going to walk after this season anyways, you're not going to get an all-star level player from that team. That's not going to happen. You can ask for young guys with a high ceiling. You can ask for guys who have proven themselves as a couple solid B-roll guys. You can ask for picks. You're not getting Ben Simmons. You're not getting guys like Joel Embiid. You're not going to be able to trade for, I don't know, like a Kyle Lowry. I don't know. Whoever they're asking for, you're not going to get that caliber of player when they know that they can just wait you out on Jimmy Butler. And that's just going to hurt your locker room, and that's just going to hurt your chemistry, and it's not going to affect them. They're not going to pay. They're not going to pay $1.50 on the dollar here for Jimmy Butler. And as unfortunate as that is, it's a little concerning that the Timberwolves are sending out those kind of requests, because if they truly want to get this done quickly, that is all sorts of the wrong way to go about getting this trade done quickly. And right now, as it stands, it seems like the most buzz is still around Miami and the Nets. Take that maybe with a grain of salt. Maybe the buzz is there because the Timberwolves are putting the buzz out there to try and get Jimmy Butler moved quickly. But or maybe it's legitimate. But either way, that's where the buzz is at right now. And I still think that of those two, the Miami Heat have probably the best pieces that they can send, especially if the Nets are serious about keeping LeVert off the trade. The trading block, then Miami definitely has the best pieces to send towards Minnesota, as you heard the other day from David, who helps co-host the Locked On Heat podcast. Really, Bam Adebayo is the only guy who they're not willing to trade on that Miami Heat roster. That means everybody else is up for grabs. So guys like Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, guys who could really help the perimeter defense of the Timberwolves. help out the defense, and guys who you don't really hate their offensive ceiling if they can keep growing and polishing up their offensive game. But upside guys who can help the defense, those are the players you find on the Miami roster. I also still like the Clippers. I feel like you can get a lot of B-level players from the Clippers. They can send over a few different guys. I know that they have said that their draft picks are their first-round picks are off the table. So that means Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jerome Robinson. Those two guys are off the table for them. I don't know. If you can somehow talk them into trading Robinson and packaging him with I don't know, like maybe Tobias Harris or Gallinari or Patrick Beverley, a combination of a couple different guys, and Robinson would be a really nice trade for the Timberwolves. Robinson would be a really nice rookie to pair with the rookies that they brought in Bates, Jop, and Okogie. And if you're looking at guys like Patrick Beverley, I know they have a lot of point guards, but that also helps their defense a lot, and you're getting rid of a contract for the Clippers. Maybe you can talk them into signing or into taking Gorgie as well. If you're taking on guys like Gallinari and Patrick Beverley, if you're grabbing those contracts. And this is that's the other key to this too, right? Is that the Timberwolves really like to ship Gorgie off as well and get rid of that contract, get some wiggle room on cap space for this summer where you have a few guys becoming free agents, try and get some room and try and make a bid for some of these guys. But really, so two things with the Gorgie thing. The first thing is that you really have to take on a couple bad contracts. You have to take on at least one bad contract that maybe is for less years if you're willing to grab the Gorgie contract, or it's for, or you're hoping that the player fits in a little bit more in the system. If you're grabbing a guy, like if you trade for Gallinari, maybe that guy you're helping out your wings a little bit. You're grabbing somebody who can play outside a little more than Gorgie did, and you're grabbing a bad contract, but you're hoping that the upside is higher, especially with the fit. But you also, if you're the Timberwolves and you're really trying to get this deal done quickly, you've got to expect that Gorgie falls through, that the Gorgie side of this thing falls through. And at the end of the day, you've got a player who really is having some locker room problems with the front office, with the coach, it sounds like, with players, with the young players on this team. Get him out of here quickly. And so if all else fails, trading Jimmy Butler for pieces and not totally getting pulled over the coals is the number one goal. And so if you can't get back an all-star for this guy, or if you can't get Gorgie packaged with him, you've got to be able to let some of that stuff go. And I'm not saying totally get walked over. You don't want to sell him for a song. But at the same time, your expectations have to be realistic with the situation. And my fear for the Timberwolves is that that's not the case right now, and that they're trying to play hardball when they're the ones in the hot seat. And that is potentially the worst case scenario in a scenario that's already worst case as far as trying to trade Jimmy Butler. And so that's my concern for the Timberwolves, and hopefully they can push a deal through over the weekend, and hopefully they can make something happen as far as these trade talks. But if teams are sending them a trade deal and they're asking for their Ben Simmons of the roster in return, and after turning down their initial trade offer, then this is going to take a lot longer than Glenn Taylor was anticipating. And it'll be something that we continue to monitor and continue to watch. Hopefully they can find a deal over the weekend and just get this behind them and move to the next chapter of the Timberwolves franchise and move on to the preseason games. There's always that feeling that not only do you want to move on from this situation, but it would be also nice to kind of change the narrative around this team. And right now, as a media person, This is the story that I'm leading with. We have a preseason game tomorrow, and this is the story that I'm leading with after months without basketball. And so if you're the Timberwolves, not only do you want to put this behind your locker room quickly, but you also want to put this behind your franchise and make this not the story that people are talking about, make this not the thing that reporters are asking your players about in an ongoing saga of trying to get Butler out of here. So change the narrative, get him out of the building quickly, get this deal done. Get everybody talking first and foremost about basketball, about how Towns is going to lead this team, about the rookies on this team, because it is a very exciting group if you're talking about what's going to go down on the court. And so let's get to that. First, we're going to grab a quick statement for some sponsors, and then we're going to get to preseason basketball. But now, your sponsors. We're just talking about Jimmy Butler and that trade that needs to get done, that still hasn't gotten done, the elusive Jimmy Butler trade. But we do have a preseason game against the Warriors. Yes, against the Warriors. And that is going down tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the Warriors are playing their first preseason game. Basketball is back, people. Basketball is back. It's going to be in the Oracle Arena. The Timberwolves are headed to Brooklyn. So I'm going to go through three things that I hope to see from the Timberwolves in preseason basketball. Three things. These are just going to be quick hits. This is preseason basketball, after all. It's not like you're going to see the starters really out there doing a bunch of crazy stuff. And you're really looking for new guys to show stuff and not veterans. So three things. So first of all, however many minutes Tyus Jones plays, I want to see a little more dedication from him. And I know this might be a small sample size, but you know what would be really nice is to see some dedication from Tyus Jones to creating his own shot. We know he can create for other people. We know that he's really good around the basketball. He's not going to turn it over, and he's going to force turnovers. That's great. We know that stuff. But you know what? You're a professional. You've been in the league for a few years now. You need to show improvements from year to year and getting better, not just showing what you can do and being good at what you've already showcased. Now you need to improve. And so if he can create his own shot, offense was somewhere where he struggled, where getting to the basket, consistently putting up points, and being a point guard who can not only create for his teammates, but also a guy who you can depend on to go to the basket and to make his own offense. He struggled in that last year. So I want to see a little bit of him getting his own, making his own shot. The second thing, I want to see how Josh Okogie's shooting, especially from outside, has continued to progress. There were some rough patches through Summer League. I want to see how it's progressed. I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect or super polished, but I just want to see if there's any progression. If it looks like he's been in the gym for the last couple of months, really hammering away at it. Any kind of progression at all would be encouraging. And we know, coming from Summer League, the whole message around Josh Okogie was he needs to work on his defense and continue to become a really great defensive player, and the offense will come. We trust the offense will come. That's great. Now let's see some of the offense come, just a little bit. Just a little bit of a progression in that outside shooting. That'd be nice. The other thing I want to watch for is where they play Keita Bates' job. Where do they play him? We know that he can play the three. Talked about with coaches about how he's probably going to play or see action at the four. I want to see where he plays most in this preseason game tomorrow. I want to see where they have him most. I want to see what lineups they have him with. Who is he playing alongside? I want to see if they're going to play him in a lot of big roles. And I want to see in this preseason game and throughout the preseason, really, is there a potential for Keita Bates' job to move a lot into that four, or even could there be potential to have him line up as a small ball five? I don't know. I want to see what lineups they have him playing with. I want to see where they have him playing. A lot of stuff can be gained from preseason. These are not throwaway games. You can learn a couple of things from these games, and those are the three things right out the gate, looking at the Timberwolves, that I want to see from these guys in particular. I'd also just like to see a little bit more in general, and this is a bonus one, in general from the Timberwolves, I'd just like to see a little bit more of a tempo play, a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit faster pace from the Timberwolves as a team. You saw, I've already talked about some of the transition stats with different point guards at the helm for this team and how under some guys they play a little faster. I just want to see a picking up of the pace from this team, a little more movement when they're on offense, even the half court, more movement, more dedication to off-ball movement, and then especially in transition, taking advantage of some things. These guys, they can really burn you in transition if they try, if the point guard is allowing them to. And so, and whoever they're playing the offense through on a given possession, if they're allowing the team to run at full speed, you can get burned in transition by the Timberwolves. I want to see some of that right out the gate against the Warriors. And so those are the things I'm looking for tomorrow night. We'll have more content next week. Everyone, please enjoy your weekend. Please watch the Timberwolves, and hopefully we can get a Jimmy Butler deal done. And we have something to talk about and put that to rest on Monday. Thanks so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.